to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Good morning, y'all.
Morning.
It's Nico and Cheyenne, producer AB Baby in the building. Today is tax day.
Yay. Are your taxes done?
Yes.
Beautiful.
I delightfully got them done with the services of producer AB Baby's brother, Josh.
Shout out to Josh. He gets the job
Josh.
Done.
He did submit them. We signed the paperwork. At the end of the day, I will be receiving $125.
That's at least you got something back.
At least there's something.
There's something there.
You know.
And I love that.
It's a little give and take though, because I'm getting some from the government, then national, federal, and then I have to pay state taxes.
I had to pay state taxes too.
Yeah. And then his fee on top of that. So I kind of, at the end of the day,
you're not getting anything back.
$125. $125. $125.
It's not that bad.
No.
You could be paying thousands and thousands.
Exactly.
So silver lining?
Well, let's just say that my wife, Brooklyn Dana, and her new business venture are going to be submitting their own taxes separately.
She's on her own.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where that's concerned.
100%.
Yes.
No
she's
more.
Gonna be smart about it this year. She's gonna save while she goes.
Yes.
Yeah. Put it aside.
Yes. Yeah.
And
no more filing jointly. No more filing jointly. I don't like that. The whole 1099, babe, you're gonna have to pay my taxes this year. It's not happening anymore.
No.
No more. Goodbye. Move
Can't
out.
Wait for that tax conversation next year.
Oh, no. She's taking this very seriously, which I love.
Oh, well, that's good.
She's setting up an LLC.
Good for her.
Yep. She's,
that's smart.
She's already got a couple gigs coming in. So she's already said, okay, 30% of it goes toward taxes.
Love that.
I said, you better stick.
Work smarter, not
you better
harder.
Stick to this, babe. All right. Well, I hope you submitted your taxes. If you didn't, file an extension today because they are due today. Today is tax day. And if you don't pay your taxes, you could be in a little bit of a pickle.
I did mine in January. So
very responsible.
I am very on it when it comes to my taxes. I also don't have very crazy, like, my taxes aren't crazy.
Pretty They're straightforward.
Very black and white. So it's easy to just do on my own.
I have a buddy that said, you know what? I'm going to file the extension. And I'm like, why? I'll tell you why. Because he told me why.
Oh, okay.
He said, with President Trump in the office, you don't know if the taxes are going to change between now and October, which is where you can suspend them until. So he's like, I might get a better deal down the road.
I'm not sure that that's how that works.
Well, there's tax codes, and they change all the time. And
yeah,
every
but
year,
you're paying taxes on income you received in the calendar year of 24.
Yeah.
So yeah, so don't you have to go by the...
I think it goes by what was going on in 24, regardless of... You see what I'm saying? I don't think they retroactively change them.
I do see what you're saying. That number's not going to change. And not to get too much in the weeds on this, but he explained it to this. The things that you could do in previous years may change for the following year. So, like... Your taxes are going to be the same. The numbers are going to be the same. But what you can submit for may change. So they might open it up to more things being tax deductible.
In the following year.
No. In this year. You can still do your taxes.
No, I know that. But he's still only paying taxes for 2024. So I don't think... So it will be in 2020... When he files 2025, that's when that stuff will take place. They're not going to go back and allow you to use different... things for the previous year.
The parameters can change.
No, I understand that.
Well, I don't know where you're getting. I don't know where you're getting caught up.
Okay, so if I got a speeding ticket yesterday.
Yes.
Okay.
Uh huh.
But the law changed, like the speed limit changed today.
Yes.
I can't go back and be like, well, the speed limit changed yesterday.
Yeah, that's not what I'm saying. But the fee may change. Do you see what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying.
The cost of the entrance might change at an amusement park. So you're not going to pay the entrance fee that was last year. You're going to pay what it is this year. Maybe you get a discount this year.
I hear what you're saying, but I don't know if you fully hear what we're saying.
No, I hear.
I mean, it's a risk.
I hear what you're saying.
It is a risk.
I hear what you're saying. The numbers are not going to change, regardless. Your numbers are your numbers. Whatever tax you owe or you paid That's not going to change, but the parameters may change.
Okay.
So that's what he's doing. I thought it was pretty
slick.
I feel
like this is a conversation we should not be having at 6 o'clock in the morning with people who are not tax professionals.
I didn't mean to draw this way out.
No, it's all good.
I try to lay it out pretty simply. But you guys want to dive into the weeds on this.
I mean, I was just trying to say it's a risky move because parameters usually apply to specific years. So when you change the parameters for 25, that only is going to apply to now and going forward. Not retroactively, like if you see what I'm saying? Because...
I do see what you're saying.
I mean, this is just from the conversations I hear secondhand going on around me for the last couple
from
weeks.
Your brother that works
in
taxes.
And my dad's in town, too. Like, and these guys are pacing around the room, and I'm hearing all their conversations. I'm like, oh, my God, it's so boring. I want to fall asleep. But some of the stuff I do pick up on, and
people
I hear them
have
talking to their extension clients.
Honestly,
I'm just saying, your dude is... Take it. It's a risk. It's a roll of the dice. I don't know if it's going to work out.
I mean,
for him.
Either way, if you file an extension, there's no negative
no,
effect.
No, yeah. At the very least, he'll
so
just
it's not a risk.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
This as long conversation as he doesn't go, is
unless
wild.
Unless you don't file your taxes,
and even then, they only care if you owe.
This is tax talk. It's tax day. People have fallen asleep at the wheel. All right, we're going to spice it
we
up
apologize.
A little bit.
We apologize. We are so sorry.
Some good, mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
Gabby felt the thunder this weekend.
Oh, that's good.
At Country
Maybe.
Thunder. But why do you guys look so confused? She was at Country Thunder. That's all I'm implying. Her friend Ashley said that she was cleaning out the camper because they have to return it. And she found a few pieces of gentleman's clothing in Gabby's room.
I get what you mean by the thunder.
Let's call her up and break the news right now.
Hello?
Hi, is this Gabby?
Yeah. Who's this?
Hey, it's Nico from Nico Breaks the News. Hi.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Hey.
I have news for you from your friend
what?
Ashley.
Oh my God, this is so funny. I listen to you guys. What?
Oh.
You're going to...
Fantastic.
This is... Okay, so you're going to break the news with me.
Yes.
I have... Oh my God, something. What? Oh no. Oh no.
Okay. Well, yeah, a little oh no.
Oh no, what?
So your friend Ashley wanted me to tell you that while she was cleaning out your room in the RV from Country Thunder, she found an excessive amount of men's clothing left behind.
Oh, like what's excessive?
More than one is excessive. And then she went on to say, you have some serious explaining to do, young lady.
Oh, no. Okay, so listen, it was just, it was like one of the guys, we were hanging out, right? And it was pretty chill. And then it was like, oh, we should rest or whatever.
Okay, a moment of rest. It's very important.
A moment of rest.
Yeah,
that's exactly it. So... Yeah, so I will...
Okay, yeah. We understand.
A story that starts out with, hey, listen, always has something juicy in it.
I love it.
I'm going to let you hang on to the I don't kiss and tell.
Yeah,
position. No, that's better that way. It was a really fun time, though, like the whole thing.
Girl, you do you. It's Country Thunder.
Yeah, but why excessive amounts of clothing?
It could have been like
I
a
don't
sweatshirt
know what that
and
means.
A sock.
I don't know.
Like, did she specify?
When you guys were resting. No, I'm just kidding.
We're not asking questions.
Hey, well, I hope you guys had fun.
Oh, I mean, yeah, it was really fun.
Apparently it was excessive fun.
There we go.
Nico breaks the news. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15.
On Camel Country 107.9.
We had so much fun at Camel Country Thunder 2025. We caught up with so many amazing artists. And then there was an idol.
An idol winner.
Doesn't that make you an idol, though?
I don't like that's the way that you're saying it, because
the name of the show is American Idol.
He's an idol winner, yes. But making him an idol for me is not
I mean, I'll pick and choose my idols. And the American Idol winners, I'll be honest with you. No offense, Chase Beckham. They're not my idols. I'm not going, dang, I'm going to worship this person.
Yeah.
But, you know, he won the show. We got to give him some type of crown.
Idolist?
He's an idler.
An idler.
He's an idleman.
he sounds like a fish.
An idler.
He's an idler.
He's a 250-pound idler.
It's a good catch.
He's a big boy.
His fiance is a lucky lady.
I wasn't talking about that.
Just saying, he's a big boy. He's a lucky lady.
Well, we chatted with him. He was telling us great stories about, you know, his life now and where it's at in country music. And it was pretty cool to hear from him. So American Idol winner, Chase Beckham from Country Thunder, coming up next on the show. Stick around.
Nico, Cheyenne, Chase Beckham in the building. We're not in the building.
We're not in the building.
We're not in a building.
On the stage. Welcome.
Yeah, man. I'm excited to be here.
Now, you've got a really busy next year because not only are you out on tour with, oh my gosh, I just spaced that.
Zeters.
Thank you. Yeah. But you also have Luke Bryan's farm tour.
Yeah.
That you're on two dates for.
Yeah, yeah. Somehow I keep on ending up on Luke Bryan shows, you know, so.
Weird.
That's weird.
No, is that written into your contract?
No, it might be. I might not know about
it. You are forever committed to do anything that Luke Bryan asks you to do.
He's such a guy. My manager, we have the same manager. So whenever she calls me and she's like, do you want to do this show with Luke? I'm always like, why do you even ask me? Of course I want to
do it.
So,
you're like, that's a silly question.
It's always exciting to get to go do that. We got to do Europe this year. You know, we started our tour in Canada and just been running around and touring everywhere. Just got to record some new music recently. And when I get back to Nashville, do vocals. And yeah, just excited to be out here. And it's nice to be away from the cold right now and be over here in Arizona. So.
It is nice. Yeah. Until about 20 more minutes, you're going to be like, okay, I'm ready for 70 degrees. I get it. Yeah.
No, this is good.
Can we talk about the jewelry?
Yeah.
I love the Jesus pieces.
Yeah. I got two of them.
That rhymed. That was nice.
Jesus pieces.
Yeah, that's what they're. That's
what new candy. What are they?
Brought to you by God.
These are from IF and Co.
Oh, I like those.
Ben Baller.
Ah.
If anybody. Yeah, when I was in high school, I loved hip hop and I always wanted one. And so when I made a little money making country music,
I love that.
I went and got one.
Do you still love hip hop?
Yeah. Yeah, always.
Okay. Who is your go to hip hop hype song?
Ooh, I don't know.
Because
so
I know the end of last year, y'all were obsessed with Sabrina Carpenter.
Yes.
Like, you guys were playing
Not
her
me.
On a repeat.
That ended up being me, but it was more the boys and, you know.
Sure.
It was him. He was listening to
that
it.
That guy.
It wasn't me. So I was just kind of, you know, subject to it being on, but I didn't, like, dislike it. It was good.
So what are you listening to right now? What's on the radio?
I just did a guitar pull with George Burge, and a couple of his songs have been stuck in my head. I really love that one, Won't Be Long, that he just came out with.
Yeah, so, he's the best.
He's awesome. He's the nicest guy. So love everything that he's doing. John Morgan, you know, listening to a lot of John Morgan after I did one with him too. And yeah, just getting to listen to all the new guys, you know, put their songs out, and it's awesome. I'm one of them too, so hopefully I'll be back with another one soon.
Is it cool for you to look and see all these newcomers coming up? Starting where you started, whether it's from Idol or The Voice or whatever contest they came up from, or even the guys who are getting super famous on TikTok and really rising up. Is that cool for you to look back and be like, hey, I was there just a couple years ago and now I'm killing it.
I mean, I've had a good time, you know. I'm still trying my best to come up as much as I can too. So it's awesome getting to see. I think country music right now, there's a lane for so many artists, and I think it's beautiful that everybody's supporting everybody and that we're all getting to make the music that we love. And you know, it's all a little bit different, and it all comes from where we, you know, where we grow up or what we're influenced by. And it's awesome that we have a genre that embraces so much right now.
I've heard that a lot over the last couple of weeks because we've been really blessed to see Ernest and Chase Matthew and a bunch of other people over the last couple of weeks, and they have all said the same thing about country music right now.
Yeah.
You guys are so great about embracing each other.
Well, everybody has their own way of making what they think is their country music. You know, it doesn't have to be everybody's country music, but if it's your country music that you're making and you love it and you believe in it, then nobody can tell you that it's not, you know. And I think that that's the cool thing right now is you hear so many different types and different subgenres within the genre of country music. And I think it's awesome. It just allows the genre to grow. And, you know, going to Europe this year, getting to see how big it is over there right now. And I think that all has a lot to do with it. You know, it's opening up to a lot of different people.
Like, if somebody were to say, what's your sound? What would you describe your sound? Because I think you are right. There's a lot of different genres inside the genre itself. And we hear it all the time of like, country's not country anymore. And it's this and that. So what is your sound? Like, what do you tell somebody if they've never heard your stuff before?
I think for me, mine's probably just a mix of, you know, Southern rock and blues and country music, you know, and I try to stay away from anything else that isn't that. You're not going to hear any 808s in my songs or any subs or nothing like that or any big bass drops, but that's just the kind of music that I love to make, you know? And so, yeah, I think it's just more bluesy and rock and roll and country.
Your style is your style.
100%.
And we love your style.
Thank you, man.
Are you ready to do it on this stage right here?
I'm ready. I'm ready to get out there. Let's do it.
Chase Beckham, give it up for him.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Thanks, y'all.
Cheyenne, what the heck happened to you? You came home all peaceful from Country Thunder, and then the piece was wrecked.
It was ruined, actually.
Ruined.
Got home from Country Thunder at, like, I think I pulled into my house at about 10:10, straight upstairs, shower, bed. Like, I didn't even unload my car. I was exhausted. Went to bed, sound asleep, sack of potatoes.
Mm.
And all of a sudden, at 12:51, I hear pop, 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 pop. And then I hear a different pop, pop, pop. And then it goes back, because you can hear the difference between two different types of guns.
Uh-huh.
And then the original gun returned fire. Now, this, when I tell you, this is not an exaggeration. I thought it was outside my window.
Yeah.
It was there clearly a back and forth exchange of gunfire in my neighborhood. I immediately, because Easton, my 8-year-old, had slept with me because I'd been gone for 4 days, immediately covered him until it stopped. And then I grabbed my phone and I called 911. I'm like, oh my God, there's active gunfire. Like, I was terrified.
That's crazy.
And because that generally doesn't, like, bother me all that much. Like, I've been in a Walmart when there's been a shooting.
Well,
like,
didn't you say that one time that 911 had, or like an ambulance had never been called to your neighborhood
before? Yeah, I just said that like a week and a half ago. Like,
so
we've
that's
never
wild.
Had an issue. And it's funny because when I got home, there was a group of kids like gallivanting around the neighborhood. I saw them and I was like, I hope they're headed home because it's like 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
They didn't head home, in fact. So I was at work yesterday and I called 911. Not even 5 minutes later, the helicopter's over my house. Like, they were so responsive. They got on it.
Wow.
I didn't see any lights outside my house, so I don't really know, like, what had happened. But we have a Facebook group. Turns out my neighbor, one street over, their house got hit 4 times by this gunfire exchange.
Wow.
Broken windows.
One street away?
Literally one street over. So that's like 2 houses
so that's
that
where
separate
it
us. Yeah, so it was right outside my house.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just kind of a disaster. And I've never had to call the cops on stuff like that before.
Yeah.
So it wasn't, and being woken, I was up for the rest of the night, essentially, because my adrenaline had rushed so fast.
Yeah.
Then it was just like, how do you go back to sleep after that? I didn't.
Yeah, I can imagine. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, it was
crazy.
That's
scary, man.
It is.
It's almost like you want to tell their parents, hey, like, make sure your kids are not doing crazy stuff.
Yeah, so we're having an emergency, like, neighborhood watch meeting on Wednesday because, it's not even summertime yet. We're already having issues.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm sorry. Get your kids under control.
Yeah, those kids are going to school tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
Why are they? Like, I don't. And they. It could have been young adults.
Night?
I don't know. But
I'm glad nothing happened to you, your family, or your house.
I know.
Specifically.
Could you imagine the mess I would have been yesterday? Ugh.
Yeah.
I'd still be fuming.
I'm grateful that you were the one that called 911.
Me too.
All right. Well, everything's all good now. Thank you, Cheyenne.
You're welcome.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Good morning, Camel Nation congregation. It's time to get up on your feet. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Woo.
Amen. Can I get an amen? Amen. Amen. Can I get an amen?
You guys. There's procrastination in the nation, and then there's me.
Which sometimes can be a different level of procrastination.
My accountant said, hey, it's time. I don't usually wait this long, but I did. I submitted my taxes, and at the end of the day, after paying, after giving, I will receive about $125. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Who needs an amen from the Camel Nation, Cheyenne?
Amy, it's a prize. What do you got?
Hey, Nico. Hey, Cheyenne.
Hey.
I just passed my nursing exam. I'm a Moravian nurse. Can I get an amen?
Amen. Woo. That's awesome. Congratulations. Congratulations.
You go, girl.
Thank you.
Was that something you wanted to do, like, forever? Or were you just, like, one day you were like, yeah, I think I'm going to be a nurse today?
No, I mean, especially since the pandemic, I really felt the calling. I mean, these people are just saints on earth.
Love that.
I just wanted to join their ranks.
Well, you have. So, amen to that.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Amen. Woo! Camel Nation, if you need some support from the community, this is what this is for.
We are your cheerleaders. This is our opportunity to celebrate your wins, no matter how big or how small.
602-894-5653. Call us if you need some amens. Garth Brooks. Country Thunder 2026. A boy can dream.
I'm glad you came in hot with that statement.
You know how much he would cost?
So much money.
He would be the entire budget.
Yeah. For all of the Country Thunders combined.
I mean, it would be totally worth it. For 4-day festival, it'd be like 2 hours of Garth Brooks.
And it's like Nico and Cheyenne.
And that's it. All right, guys. Coming up in 18 hours from right now, live on this stage, Garth Brooks.
Everybody hang out, gather around.
Yeah, that'd be
fine.
So sick, though. I was thinking we should do like, we should push for this. We need one legendary artist. Like this year, we kind of kicked it off with Keith Urban. What if we had like an Alan Jackson, Dolly Parton?
Why? So they can stand in one place?
I mean, they're legendary performers.
Thing. You're not.
They don't have to close it down. They don't have to close it down because Lord knows they need their sleep.
They'd be like past 8 o'clock.
But I'm like, maybe they did like a dinner time set.
A nice supper,
like
a supper
six
song.
To eight. We got like a legendary artist, and then somebody else shuts it down.
I just think that people forget that like the hard part about one of the hard things about scheduling headliners for festivals is you have to have people that have ramped up energy, and this is why. Having people like Hardy, whether you like his music or not, whether you think he's country or not, or Bailey Zimmerman, the, you know, Energizer Bunny who can go from one side of the stage to the other in less than 2.5 seconds.
He's a wild man.
He's a wild man. That is the type of entertainers you have to have for big festivals when it's so easy to pull people's attention.
Yeah.
Like,
well, that's definitely what you need to close out
you
the
have,
show.
Yeah, you have to have
them. You need a rock star.
Yeah. And so
I get that.
I love 90s country. I grew up on 90s country. But to have them be a headliner to stand in one place and play a guitar makes it very, very hard.
Yeah.
So
that's why I said, name me a matinee.
A matinee showing. I'm not upset about it.
Either way, we had Tucker Wetmore on stage at the Camel booth, and we got a chance to talk to him. And he was fun, man.
He was a good time.
He was really good. You gotta listen to this because I asked him about the origin of his last name because obviously Wetmore is not the most common of last names.
It is not.
So his response was kind of funny as we dove down that rabbit hole. All right, we're going to play that back for you next right here on Camel Country. Stick around. Nico. Cheyenne Tucker.
What's up, man?
Hello. Welcome to Arizona.
Well, thanks for having me.
Fun fact, so we're both from Washington.
Wait, what part?
I grew up in Moxie.
Where's that?
Yakima.
Okay, so yeah.
Where's that? That's how small my hometown is.
I know exactly where it's at.
You don't even know where it is. It's so small. But so we're both Washington, Pacific Northwest kiddos, hanging
best
out.
Place. It best place. Best place on earth.
A place. It's a place.
It's up there.
How do you feel right now being here in the desert?
I feel great. Like I said earlier, it's really hot, but you know, I'd rather have this than snow.
I would rather be hot than cold any day of the week.
I agree.
Yeah.
Unless I'm like trying to sleep.
Can't sleep too hot.
I can't sleep hot. I gotta be cold.
Yeah.
He likes to be cool when he sleeps, ladies.
He's a cool sleeper.
Everybody just went, okay.
This is some of the Camel Nation right here. They came out just to say what's up to you.
How we doing?
Hey.
Hey, everybody.
So, Tucker, you've had a lot of success. You're really just kind of taking off and booming right now. Like, what did it feel like the minute you saw your career go from where it was to, like, where it is now?
I feel like every day I'm pinching myself. You know, I feel like this last year has just flown by and everything has just happened all at once. And it's a blessing, though. I mean, I wake up and I get to do what I love every day, and I can't really put a price on that. You know, it's...
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm very blessed.
That's awesome. It's what would fun. You be doing if you weren't doing this right now?
Nothing good, if I'm being honest. I'd be probably a little crazier than I am now. Probably just working out a mill, working trade back home.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
I see a lot of photos of you. You're either tucked or untucked. What would you say your percentage is?
What are we talking about here? We're talking about shirt?
I have questions.
You can figure out what that means.
Okay.
All on your own.
Usually I'm untucked, man.
I'm really happy to hear that, to be honest.
Everybody's forcing me to be tucked, and I'm like, hey, I'm an untucked guy.
That's right.
I'm an untucked guy.
We are talking about shirts.
I don't know what we're talking about right now.
I don't know what we're talking about either. Secondly, in history, right, Scandinavian names, if there is an Eric's son, if there is a David's son, it means your father or whoever originated the family was named David or Eric. So you would be their son. You are a Wetmore.
Okay.
Where does your name come from?
My daddy, I think.
Where do the Wetmores come from? Because I have to know.
He's who been was like pondering this for a month.
Who was like, y'all, we are not a wet a little. We are not wet little.
We're Wetmore.
We are Wetmores.
We're not dry less.
I have a Greek name, and it's not very crazy long.
Wait, what's yours?
It's Petru.
That's
but
sick.
It's not super long. Like, normally it's
Drakopatopoulos. That's a good time.
Or Yiannopapadopoulos or something crazy like that.
Okay. So their names are very long.
Yes. I don't know where my last name is from, if I'm being honest.
You got to find that out.
I know I got like Samoan in
me
and like Italian.
Where do the Wetmores come from?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
They come from Washington.
Yeah,
that's right. That's what we have decided. You also have a new song that you have out, Brunette. Yes,
it's not out yet.
It's not out yet. Oh. But you're teasing it a lot.
I am. That's coming out with my album, my debut album on the 25th.
And so tell us about it.
Well, I have a track record of liking blondes. And
blondes are pretty great.
I've noticed that it doesn't really work out for me most of the time, so I need to change it up a little bit.
So we're looking for brunettes.
Shout out to the brunettes.
Hey.
Oh,
Arizona's
a couple
got some good looking brunettes, all Tucker. Right. You might find your next...
Maybe, if I'm lucky.
All right. What have you heard about Country Thunder Arizona?
Oh, nothing good. I've heard it's...
The good kind of nothing good.
Yes, exactly. I've heard it's nothing but a party for a couple days straight. I'm just happy to be part of it.
Were you able to make your way out to the campground?
I don't think that's a good idea. they might lose me out there.
You might be right.
I might not get on stage if I go to the campground.
I don't know, man. Once you got to check your ticket at the door, because once you get out there, you're into the wildlings territory.
Yeah.
It's like entering
Narnia.
Crazy.
It's just a different breed.
Narnia,
out there.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's Narnia.
Yeah. It's Westeros. There's dragons, and it's no
blondes,
good.
Brunettes, everything.
Everything you can think of is out there.
Well, welcome, man. Thank you so much
for
coming out.
Me. Yep.
We're going to have a great time.
Cheyenne.
Yeah, Nico.
Nico and Cheyenne, by the way. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
What is the address for our YouTube page? YouTube.com/...
It's actually really, really complicated. It's KMLE1079.
Wise move.
it's choice.
Knowing our boss, Drew, he would have been like, hey, grab a hump and hang on. Can I get an Amen Nico and Cheyenne YouTube page?
Lots of underscores, wait, asterisks, what? All the things.
make it easy, man.
It's KMLE1079.
That's it.
On YouTube.
And we've been updating it like crazy. So that's why we want to shed a little light on it right now. All of the interviews that we did at Camel Country can be found right there. Access to all of the stars. And
it's
it was
super
fun.
Easy, yeah.
It was fun, man. We asked some crazy stuff.
We rabbit holed a couple times.
We did some crazy stuff.
Yeah.
We watched the Masters with Jake Owen.
Who gets to do that?
I mean, Jake was not doing any other thing other than watching the Masters.
Literally. That like, and sleeping.
Like, hey, Jake, you got an interview coming in? He goes, nope.
They can come here.
I got the Masters.
We went, okay.
So it turned out to be pretty fun. So everything is there. Camel, KMLE1079 on YouTube. What was your favorite moment with an artist? And it can't be McBride related.
That's not fair.
Sorry. No, it can be, obviously.
Obviously, the entire conversation with Ashley was great. Being able to congratulate her on becoming a doctor, because that was really recent. She'd just learned that in like the last week and a half.
Yeah.
So to have that moment was really cool. But also, being able to catch up with Hardy 5 weeks into being a dad was really exciting, especially because the last time we saw him, he was getting ready to expect his new baby, closing out 2024 with him and then opening up his concerts season of 2025. That was really awesome. Tucker Wetmore, we had a conversation about us both being from Washington State. Again, that's really cool when you can connect on that level, because Washington State's not known for country music.
Yeah.
It's not known for its artists, but now you have Zach Top, you have Tucker Wetmore. Like, these are really cool moments to be able to be from the same state. There's just so many to pinpoint one. What about you, Nico?
Very cool. I would say, selfishly, sitting down and watching the Masters with Jake Owen was the coolest country music event I've ever gotten to be a part of.
It was pretty sick.
Check all that out at youtube.com/KMLE1079. It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Something I tell my wife all the time, Cheyenne.
Ooh, tell me.
Get your glasses.
Okay.
She needs her glasses for everything, and yet, you know what she does?
Leaves them at home?
Never has her glasses.
Oh.
Ever.
Can she drive without glasses? Should she be driving without glasses?
That's a story for another time.
Oh, okay. Can't wait to unpack that one.
This is a church story.
Oh, I love church.
Where we went to church and it was bustling. It's like Holy Week, you know, or Holy Month, whatever, the Lenten season. So it's very popular right now. Church is very in. It's very banging.
But it is this time of year, yeah.
So we're walking around, and there's no spots available to sit down. And normally, we just sit in the back also because my son, he gets a little antsy-pantsy, and we don't want to disturb an entire pew of people.
Right.
So we stay in the back where there's individual chairs, and he can get a little antsy-pantsy, and he's not disrupting anyone. So for some reason, I don't know why my wife does this. Oh, yes, I do know why. Because she's blind.
Because she didn't have her glasses.
She sees a spot available. It's near the end of the pew, so it's accessible, but also it's built for one. At most, two very tiny young people.
Like, looking at it, you can tell that a family of three is not fitting in it.
And in fact, I am bigger than her and my son combined.
Yes.
So I'm like, where do you want me to go?
Is this where you leave me?
Even worse, the young lady that was at the end of the pew that I had to slide on by was, like, really attractive. Really attractive.
Okay.
So now I am scrunched between my son, who's got antsy panties, and this pretty attractive lady who is probably going, why is this man touching me?
Because you squeezed next to her instead of your wife squeezing next to her.
I could not help because my wife went all the way down. So I felt so bad. I'm like, and I'm doing the old during the whole service. I'm sucking it in. I'm using courtesy airline elbow.
Yeah.
You know, where you just drag it in because you don't even want to be. You don't even want to be pressing flesh.
No, you don't. You want to have space.
It's so weird and so uncomfortable. So we get through a couple hallelujahs.
A couple God be with yous.
A couple God be with yous. A couple praise be his name. And she gets up and leaves.
She's like, I'm not doing this.
She made it 3/4 of the way through the homily, and she said, homa later.
She's like, I see a grumpy old man over there I'd rather sit next to.
She 100% just left church, and I felt so bad. And Dana, I can't get annoyed with her in this situation, which I did, kind of. I was like, what are you doing? Like, no, we don't fit there. What are you doing? No. And you're going to make me really uncomfortable because I'm going to squeeze up against this young lady. So she gets up. Dana has no idea. No idea any of this has ever.
Because she can't see, because she doesn't have her glasses on.
Also blind. I mentioned that part.
She just can't see. It's not that she didn't know. She just couldn't see it.
I just straight up went, babe, why'd you do that? She was like, oh, I thought it was a very beautiful service. Like, it was the most uncomfortable service ever.
So did you tell her how, like, why it was so uncomfortable?
Yeah. She didn't realize that I was all snuggled up with my new boo thing.
What'd she say?
And she was like, oh, you're exaggerating. Stop it. You're exaggerating. It wasn't that bad. And I'm like, no, it was that bad. Trust me.
She got up and
left. The girl left. Yeah,
that's how bad it was.
She was like, well, you should have been fine then. After she left, you had plenty of room. Okay.
She silver lined you for sure.
Church. That's what's happening at church week, ladies and gentlemen.
It's packed.
So if I squeeze up next to you, sorry, not my fault.
Bless be with you.
It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
So obviously you heard the story. My wife loves to squeeze us in to the smallest spots ever.
It's a choice that she makes.
She likes to parallel park us as a bus into a spot that was built for a Tacoma. So, Kevin and Chandler, what do you think about this situation?
My wife does the exact same thing to me. Every Sunday, she has to go to church and has to sit in the front. And
what?
So you're not alone, Nico.
I mean, I think she thinks maybe it gets her closer to God. is my guess.
Interesting.
I don't fight her. I don't fight it.
Have you ever asked her, like, why can't we just sit in the back? Why do you have to, like, trot us up to the front?
I think that's what it is. Like, it's like being front row at a concert. You're closer to the performance.
Okay.
Speaking of performances,
I'd rather spread my legs, honestly.
You know, that sounds pretty delightful. You know what, I'd like to stretch my legs.
The priest at the church I go to definitely puts on a performance every week.
What do you mean?
He's easy. He's a little mucho jokey.
What does that mean?
I don't want to disrespect that priest, but he gets every opportunity to make a joke, he will do it.
Yeah.
And he's looking for his audience to respond. So maybe your wife's just like very into his performance.
Same here. He's putting in the work. I agree.
Do you guys go to the same church?
Oh my goodness.
Maybe.
Wouldn't that be funny?
I don't want to mention it right now.
I don't want to either. I don't want to put anybody on the spot like that.
Because I'm talking about the priest in bad lights.
Well, the good news is you know you're not going to be anywhere near John because you guys sit in the back.
Yeah, we sit in the back. You sit in the front. You take the front row, okay, bud?
Okay.
We got some exciting news, Camel Nation. Nico and Cheyenne, morning, y'all.
Morning.
We've been telling you about it, okay? They went on sale last month for 17 days. And they were only pre-sale. So basically, State 48 was not going to make a million of them because we didn't know how many we were going to sell.
Right.
So they were making them as they were purchased. So it was a limited time. And we wanted to get them out to you for Camel Country Thunder, which a lot of the Camel Nation was wearing their Camo 1079 hat.
It was so cool to see, to be completely honest. Like, yeah, to just walk into the campgrounds or even, like, look around the venue, and our camo hats were everywhere.
And not only do you get special perks, like, we hooked up a lot of our listeners with hangouts, meet and greets, opportunity to hang out in the booth with us. But also, I felt like anybody who was wearing a hat, They would come around the booth and be like, look, it's my hat. And they would tell us about how many people said, where did you get that hat? Like, I need that hat. So maybe people missed it the first time around, but thankfully, it is back on sale.
Well, and then you have Riley Green wearing it on stage as well, which kind of set the scene, I think, for everybody, because he came out swinging Thursday,
yes,
wore it on stage, then put it on his Instagram, like this hat. It's fire.
It is fire.
Yeah.
Cheyenne is actually rocking it right now. I'm not just saying this because it's radio. You can't see her, but I can. And she is killing the camo hat.
It's a vibe. And it goes with, like, camo's a really weird pattern because it kind of goes with any color.
Yeah.
Because it is what it is.
I saw people doubling it up blends on the camo. Shocker.
Weird.
Shocker. It was tough to get a good photo of Riley Green wearing it because it was blending in with the background.
I know. It's crazy.
If you want it, it is back on sale.
Limited time.
Limited time.
Only a
limited
week.
Limited edition.
Yeah.
You got to go to camel1079.com right now. KMLE1079.com. Trust me when I tell you, you're going to love to rock this. It looks so cool. Everybody's going to be envious of your hat. So get it right now before it's gone. Because once it's gone this time, I don't think it's coming back.
I don't know about that. And we did forewarn you on Sunday, yeah, at Country Thunder. We did tell you they were going to go back on sale.
Exactly.
And we did a quick turnaround on it.
Okay. So spend a couple bucks. Grab yourself the coolest hat in country music, in
absolutely
my opinion.
Absolutely.
That's a strong statement. But I love it.
I'm
go
here
get
for
you
it
one. All right, it's time to say adios, amigos.
Love you so much. Bye.
We'll see you tomorrow for a hump day, baby.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.